Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. All right, first headline, Florida man busted stealing sex toys.
That's oh, this is not a model rocket, sorry.
Sir, you can't wear that.
Right. Apparently he went to shoplift them as soon as he started yodeling.
That's not a cigar.
No. You got some down there? No.
Florida cops responding to a larceny call Monday confronted David Romero, 46, as he sat in his Dodge Ram.
A Dodge Ram, really?
He's trying to hide the evidence?
Putting the right. Batteries in whatever he stole.
That's right. I drive Dodge Ram and I ram myself.
This isn't mine. I mean, I don't know.
It's
whatever.
It's a shower gift.
I fell on it.
Why is she in the driver's seat? She's a blow-up doll, sir. Right.
And she looks surprised.
Well, there's too many puns in here. So he was in a Dodge Ram.
Right.
Near the target.
Nice.
In Palm Coast.
I'm going to go hit the target.
Oh, he found the target, all right.
Palm Coast, yes. Florida?
Palm Coast, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's where my
parents live there.
That's where my mom lives.
For many years.
Well, the handcuffed Romero was being placed in the rear of a police cruiser.
Wow. Was it a probe?
A small pink vibrator fell out of his pants.
Oops. How'd that get there?
That's not mine. I've never seen that before.
No, mine's blue.
This item was later revealed to have been stolen from Target.
Wow.
I didn't know.
Target sells that?
What?
Wow. What aisle is that?
Was it not supposed to be a sex toy and he just used it for one?
The naughty section of Target. That's funny. I have to go to the mall today. Guess what I'm going to check out?
How are they spelling Target? Is this a different Target? Like a parody store?
Yeah, like a Target. You know, the French thing for wee-wee. Yeah.
To be fair, I probably only go to like four different aisles.
Right.
They have many of them.
It's probably by the irons. They probably call it a personal massager.
Probably what it is.
Right. That's what they did at the Sherper Image with wand.
I bet you it's over by like towards the back where you have all the electronics and stuff like that. It's probably like a...
It's
like
not going to be near the televisions.
No. Off to the side where they have the other stuff. Like they're probably like, it's like a shelf.
By the Halloween display.
That's for some reason out all the time.
It's all the time. Right. My Halloween things and vibrating
here's
toys.
Here's the Peter Pumpkin Beater. No, don't touch
what
that.
What section would that be in? It would be probably where you find women's, underwears and stuff.
No.
It doesn't have to be just for women.
Yeah.
Clearly, this guy
right. Camping equipment.
Yeah, one maybe. Kid. Yeah, one guy. One
when
guy.
You're out in the woods all alone and there's no bears around.
Right. I just chipped a tooth.
It's not supposed to go there, sir.
This is just nuts.
Wow. No pun intended.
I'm more interested in the Target selling these things than this guy. I expect people in Florida to do these types of things.
What do you think? Road trip after the show? Went down the
a block. Subsequent search of Romero's truck turned up an assortment of other stolen goods, including Trojan and Skin condoms.
You had a busy weekend planned.
Hello Cake lubricant.
Hello Cake. What kind of cake?
And goodbye banana bread.
Oh, heavens.
A Climax control spray.
Wow.
What is Target? What is that? I've heard that like they invent too much stuff. Climax control.
Climax control. Control spray. Anyone know what that is?
I'm guessing it numbs you out. So yeah, you got.
That's what it sounds like.
Why
yeah.
would you ever oh. want to numb yourself out?
So you don't, okay. So yeah. You don't, you're yeah. right.
The that's three what condoms words are for.
Right. Say it all.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It keeps you in control.
This poor guy probably did all this because he was ashamed to, like, go to a register.
Right.
That's what and now he's arrested. That's and the whole country knows.
I know. I'll make a donation to save the children.
He's arrested. And you know when they find stuff, they put, like, the beer cans, when they pull you over, they put everything on the hood of the car.
They do.
So everybody that's driving by has seen everything.
The full array.
Yeah. It was like a sex shop on the fender.
He even had that climate control stuff.
Good heavens.
Chaz and AJ.
It's in the pharmacy aisle. I was shocked myself to see it.
My wife just texted.
Okay.
She knows what it is. She says, near the tampons and family planning stuff. I've seen them before. She just texted.
She also said, I have a surprise when you get home.
Target is her favorite store. She knows where everything
thank you.
Is.
That's amazing.
That is.
It seems so unassuming.
This to me is the headline. Yeah. Not this guy stole it.
I go there to buy t-shirts on occasion.
They truly do have everything at Target.
Is it ILG?
Police added that Romero further stated that he was going to use those items today on his wife because he was working all day yesterday and could not celebrate Father's Day with her.
What?
You know, most folks have a barbecue.
Wrong Wheaties!
Too much info.
You don't need to tell the police.
He should just shut up. Don't talk to you. Ask for a lawyer.
Just say you stole them.
Stick one of those items in your mouth.
Just say I stole those and sell them.
Romero was charged with misdemeanor for allegedly swiping goods worth $187.23.
Wow, 23 cents.
Scott is dating a 23-year-old guy, which I'm so happy for him.
Yeah. How old are you, Scott?
59.
Hello.
There we go.
There's a math equation here somewhere.
They're calling me the Al Pacino of Channel 3.
How is a 23-year-old? Hey, age is, it doesn't matter. Age difference doesn't matter.
Right.
It really is.
It's maturity.
Your mom met him, right?
Oh, mom does. She just knows the periphery. She's on the periphery. She's just like, nice to meet you. And then dead silence.
How long is this going to last?
About another week.
Hello. Why do you say that?
No, it's just, it can't go on. It's.
Good heavens, what'd you touch?
Even the goats are screaming.
Right.
Well, if you're having fun and he's having fun, you just enjoy that moment. You don't think, 10 years from now, what are we going to be? It's like, no, but there is no 10 years.
If he were out, that would be one thing.
Oh.
But he's not out.
Gotcha. Oh.
So I'm like, you want to go for ice cream? He's like, I can't.
You just have ice cream.
Right.
So how did you guys even meet? Or is it
online?
Of course.
Right, okay. Yes. Yeah.
It's so nice you brought your son.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go for dinner? Can't.
My older brother is gay, and he told me that there are so many Connecticut married men that go into New York City for the weekends, and nobody has any idea what's that like, and they just come back to their families like nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that's
Daddy brought the presents.
That's good.
So does he have a whole fake existence?
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
That's got to be tough. Wow.
Very covert.
It's so tough. I spent my entire therapy session talking about it. I was like, "What am I getting this $300 back? What's happening?
What is happening? 20 hours ago. Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing with these children, Scott?
You must listen to classical music and break up with him.
Classical music?
Yes. You know, like in the waiting room, your therapist always playing classical music. Right. And I'm like, what? Now every time I hear classical music, they've conditioned me to think about therapy whenever I hear classical music now.
What do you use, like Beethoven's Ninth? Da-da-da-da. Too happy. You want Rise of Alcatraz.
No, I think he wants happy.
For a breakup? No.
But we're going away again this weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, you're going away again this weekend?
Cool.
Yes. Yes.
Nice.
So, back to the Island of Fire.
Yeah.
Fire!
Fire!
You are Pacino.
Hello!
Hello! Hello!
What is this fire for, Kevin?
Well, that's got to be good for him because he could go there and relax a little bit, you know?
Exactly. He can let his hair down.
Good.
And,
has long hair?
So, you know.
Good.
He does not have long hair, now. But, so.
Like, if I had a secret, like, let's just say I'm gay. And, I'm hiding it.
There's a soundbite.
Mm-hmm. You're not married. This is all fake.
But it's okay to be gay.
It filmed right down. So.
I don't think I would date the most famous gay man in the state.
Exactly, right?
The most recognizable person.
Right. Like
everybody loves him.
You can't go anywhere. There's no
shop
place.
And you get people around you.
Scott could be on an airplane in Florida, and people would be like, Scott Haney.
This is the way Scott has disguises. Today I'm Super Mario Brothers.
You need to get fake mustaches.
Look, it's Yoshi.
So, Scott, your interactions have always been in a private setting then, right?
Not yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. So that's how you solved that problem.
I did something to my phone, and the poop emoji is talking to me.
The poop emoji?
Hello.
Did we?
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
What's happening?
Are you in prescription meds or something?
I don't know. I do not know what's happening.
Does anyone else see this 23-year-old that you're walking?
That's a lamppost, Scott.
It's all in your mind.
It's all in my mind. He lives in, like Paul always says, how's your boyfriend who lives in Niagara Falls?
Oh, yeah, right. That girlfriend in Canada, yep. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah. Oh, not a girlfriend, but she lives in Canada. You know, you guys wouldn't know her.
She lives in Niagara Falls. Yeah. She lives in Canada.
Oh, breakfast. 16 candles. Yeah. Yep.
Was it 16 candles?
Yeah, 16 candles. He's talking to his two buds, John Cusack and the other guy. He goes, have a girlfriend.
Yes.
She lives in Canada, you know.
What a launching of a few careers.
Well, didn't he kind of do that in Breakfast Club? Because they were talking about, like, girls and stuff. And then it turned out that he was a total nerd. He was, like, in the chess club and all these other clubs.
I think 16 Candles and Breakfast Club are the same movie.
Basically.
When she's sitting with Zach at the end of the movie and they're
the
playing
table.
Thompson Twins on the table, I was like, I'm going to lose it. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, weepy.
Well,
that's
I was hoping I was Zach. Oh. I mean, I was hoping I was Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Get it straight. Right. Are you gay or are you straight?
Art's going to make a wish. I don't have to. It already came true.
Oh.
That was the last words of the movie.
Yep. It's so good. Oh my God! Such
and they
a great
kissed
movie.
Over the cake. Meanwhile, the cake's going.
They kissed over the cake,
and no one like caught on fire.
With all that hairspray in the 80s.
Boof!
I really wonder how many recreations of that led to a poor end.
Absolutely.
Right.
I don't think it was like in the movie. We messed up.
People burning their clothes.
That was a good table. It took two people, full body weight, sitting on there, plus that big ass cake.
Exactly right.
Reconstruction.
Oh.
Whatever happened to that actor, right?
That dude?
The dude.
Oh, he's like a teacher or something, or a carpenter. Yeah. I don't know what he does, but he's not acting.
No. Like the Charlie Bucket guy. He had a 7-picture deal Willy Wonka, and he disappeared.
Wasn't he like a brother of, was he also a Damon? Not Damon. Who's the other guy? It was big and little darling, stuff like that. Matt something. I can't think of his name now. Another guy with the caterpillars for eyebrows. Matt Dillon. Wasn't he a Dillon also?
Was he?
I think it was another Dillon.
Might have been.
Yeah, and he was in that.
It's the
that
Caterpillar
HBO
brothers.
Thing.
Yeah.
Entourage.
They all got that two caterpillars.
It's a lot.
Just like drop dead on their face. Yeah.
A lot of hair.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Typically, we don't have the ladies calling in for this segment.
Because they're smart.
Yes.
Because they don't do that stuff. They're sitting back.
Laughing.
Enjoying the party.
It's why they live longer,
and then they have to rush someone to the hospital.
And recording it on their phones.
And
so my guess, and I would bet $100, that Debbie has a story about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Debbie?
I do. I'm sitting back.
Therefore, a witch.
But we were 4th of July, all having good time. You know, there was drinking and...
No.
Kids were having a good time. Firework time.
Kids were drinking.
So we're all gathered around, and we got the kids behind the screen.
How many kids? What are the ages?
Yeah. Oh, the kids were ranging from ages 3 to probably about 10.
Wow. Which ones were the ones that were drinking? The 10-year-olds?
So juice box to baby buds.
Now they're shooting heroin.
Unfortunately, it was those that were going to light the fireworks.
Oh, God.
So, and, you know, they're lighting them on the grass instead of putting, you know, a board down to keep everything steady. Of course, the big one happens to tip over and shoots, hits the screen, and just the embers just go flying. Next thing you know, the kitchen curtains are on fire.
Oops. God.
And the kids didn't realize it until the adults started screaming.
Hold it. They turn around.
They start screaming.
The kids thought it was part of the firework display.
Wait,
you know, everything was, you know, pretty.
Debbie.
Hold up. Stop.
Debbie.
Stop for a second.
What screen did it hit?
It was the back patio screen.
Of course.
We were all in like a little porch.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a breezeway.
The screen didn't pull.
So it wasn't like the movie that was playing in the backyard.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe a movie scene.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Right. So, you know, it hit the ember hit the screen and just went into everywhere. And it was really pretty, you know, because all the sparklies are flying all
this
over the place.
This is better than we thought it was.
And the curtains start on fire. But, of course, you know, there was a fireman there. So he goes in and grabs the curtain rod and carries it out and douses it with the water, and everybody else
starts
in the backyard and pool water's flying everywhere. And all of a sudden one of the kids comes up and says, can we go watch Christmas shows downstairs? We don't like fireworks
anymore.
We don't
anymore. Like this. No. You've ruined fireworks
forever.
For these kids.
An entire party of children.
That kid is now broken.
I'm surprised the fire.
To this day, my kids won't hold the sparkler.
What was that, Andy?
Usually when you have a fireman in this situation, they're like, girl, make sure we have a hose.
Or a bucket
up,
of water.
25 feet away from any structure.
Right. Away. Yeah, he was off duty until
off
that
duty
moment.
Like, right.
It's like, okay,
attention.
I'm on.
He was a drunk firefighter now going into action.
Well, they're used to that.
But he snapped right into fireman mode.
Billy's kid did it again.
That is the other thing that is a big mistake. Like, one, we got the guy, don't light a whole box of sparklers together.
Right.
All right, so that's lesson one.
That was Chris. Thank
lesson
you, Chris.
Lesson two is have a good platform.
Yes.
I see this a lot.
Yes.
There's not a good platform, and you think, you know, that thing can fall over. And as soon as it starts blowing out pressure, it goes.
No,
and the fact that it fell over and the leaning terrain made it fall towards the house. Like, you went wrong on many levels because it could have fallen over into the woods. But no, right into the
street.
Right into the
house.
I
see one fall towards the crowd of people. It looked like they parted the Red Sea.
It happened at John Gee's house. Like, the thing fell and it went right towards the crowd in the pool. And it just looked like, and no disrespect to anyone who's had any real military service, but it looked like a battlefield where people are ducking and people are jumping in the pool and people are getting hit. And
well, some of those things,
it changes the whole dimension of
like
the party.
Right.
Yeah. There's laughing, there's shouting, and there's fun, and then there's screaming and horror and explosions.
Next thing you know, you're inside having cake and Entenmann's.
Grab the dog, Phil.
All right. Coffee.
Debbie, you're in the running. Thank you.
For telling on somebody.
It was still a great story.
Great
I loved
story.
It.
It was great. It was a good story.
But you're right. You need that base. It's got to be stable, and it's got to be far away from where everybody's sitting.
Far.
Do you remember, was that viral video we played. It was probably 2 years ago now. The firework explodes. There's like a malfunction sideways, and the embers of the blast go into the box where they had kept all of the other fireworks.
Yeah.
And that was right next to the van. And like, everybody's just set up in chairs, like in their front yard. And then all of a sudden it's like, we have not prepared correctly for this situation.
Like pouring gas in a pit and then putting the gas can right next to it.
No.
There we go.
No.
We've seen that.
Firework fails. 203-882-9757. John and Derby.
Good morning, Tribe. Hey. How are you, folks?
Good, thank you.
Tribe?
All right. So, 1994, I'm down in West Haven, and it was the 3rd of July. And, you know, we were at a party. We decided to go across the street to the beach and light off some fireworks.
Right.
So, I happen to have a couple of mateys and a slingshot. So, I said, let's see, instead of throwing them, let's see how far we can get these things.
Right now,
so
I had somebody. Cool.
I'm thinking it's really cool. And seagulls are flying around, you know, maybe we can startle some of those. So
this is
one of my it's windy out, so one of my friends is light. I got the thing already extended, and I got one of my friends lighting the wick of the M80.
Nice.
And he says it doesn't look like it's lighting, and I'm looking at it.
it doesn't look like it's lighting. His last words.
Yeah, just hold it there for a minute.
because the wick is still green. Then all of a sudden, I see the black part come around down by the M80, and I went. I can't say the word. But I went,
really?
Holy. And I let it go, but it was too late. The thing just blew apart my hand.
Oh.
I turned my head. The thing goes off. My ears are screaming. Yeah. I look down. My whole chest is covered in blood. I didn't have a shirt on. I didn't even look at my hand yet.
Oops.
So I look at my hand. My forefinger, my middle finger, my thumb, and my palm are all blown apart.
Oops.
A couple of my friends bring me up. They got the fire department on the corner, a little bit down the ways. They take me over there. One of the firemen is a friend of mine. He goes, John, what the F did you do? I said, I want to talk about it right now. Where are the pain meds? He goes, we ain't got no pain meds on the ambulance. I says, you got to be kidding me, right? All the way to the hospital.
No, but by the way, this is awful. But when he said that, you said, I do not care. Hear you. It's ringing in my ears.
Can you talk louder?
It's like you're wearing headphones.
We're in the Saving Private Ryan scene. I got hearing loss. Can you talk louder?
I don't don't even think I heard the siren. My ears were ringing so much.
Tell me you're playing piano again. Tell us it's a good story.
Yeah.
All right, good.
They took me in the ambulance down there, and I ended up with about, I think it was around 95 stitches.
What?
And they pulled two pieces of the M80 out of my stomach, the base of the M80. Yeah, they blew my fingers totally apart. My forefinger, my middle finger, my thumb. They work now. They did a great job. There's a little bit of meat missing from the fingers, and the tip of them is a little crooked, but they work great.
Imagine,
this M80, you had it wrapped in your hand when it exploded. That's the worst.
Yeah, in the little part of the sling shot that holds
it back,
you know, rock,
holding
whatever
it.
You want to
oh
put
my
in
God.
It.
That's how it works.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So for the next 3 months wasn't really fun. 4 months.
Hey, they found you.
Can you hear that one?
Are you doing it again?
Yeah, it just went right by me.
That was a practice run.
Wow.
Just teasing you, man. Glad you're okay now.
I knew it was going to be good when you gave us the exact date. It was 1994.
July 3rd.
On a night just like tonight.
I was wearing
a
windbreaker.
Tell him large marsh.
A friend of mine was actually with me. We had our dog with us, and he took him home because obviously there was too many fireworks going on. So he came back down. He goes, "Where's John?" He goes, "Oh crap!" He goes, "He's on his way to Yale." He goes, "You kidding me? What happened?" He told him what happened, and he was he just came out of the
well. That's storm. No, you're leaving something out there. He said, "Where's John? And why is there a giant crater in the ground?"
Right, smoldering sneaker,
smoldering crater.
Can you imagine?
That's where John was right before. Before he went to the hospital.
Weren't there two of you?
The dog grabs one of the fingers, runs off with it.
Why are shreds of John's shirt all over the yard? And where is John?
I wonder how many dogs have actually saved people's lives because you know how dogs don't like to hear it?
Yeah.
And so whoever takes care of the dog takes the dog away is saved from this nonsense.
That's a great story. You're lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky to lose my hearing or my...
You have all your fingers?
The thing I got. I had large hands because otherwise I would have lost.
Yeah, he said he could play piano again.
Well,
yeah,
that doesn't mean he has all his fingers.
Yeah, but chops are tough.
You have all your fingers?
Yeah.
Yes,
he said
do.
He's got them all.
All of them.
Nice.
Fingernails, everything. Like, if I looked at your hand, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh, no, you'd be able to tell. The tip of the middle
why would you ask that? You mean, okay.
I just want to know how good
if
was the surgery.
If I looked at your hands, would I be like, they look perfect? Or, no, you'd be able to tell something happened in 1994.
And Molly Crew's over.
It looked like it happened on July 3rd of 1994 to me.
Actually, right off the bat, you wouldn't be able to tell. You'd have to look kind of close. They did do an excellent job. They really
see,
did.
There you go. Right.
Well, I'm glad.
Really all right, John, great lesson on what not to do. Hello, boss.
Hello. Everything wonderful here.
Yes.
Good.
Everything's great.
Right. AJ, how are you?
I just love that someone tweeted out, bring on the pale one.
You know what? I don't think it's funny. I think it's mean, is what
the
I think.
Pale
I'm being,
one.
I'm being skin tone shamed because I'm so pale. And there's nothing I can do. I've talked about this. I can sit in the sun. I just look like this all the time.
The sun doesn't want you.
Right. It just reflects off of me. There's no, it's never any different.
No, 5 seconds
around
in the sun and you're like bright red. Right. Right.
Yeah, but I never tan. I never look tan. You know?
So you go from like white to bright red
to peeling
white.
Right. It's not great. So I just am going to look like this and the internet's going to have to deal.
Well, they say in a loving way.
I don't think that's true.
No, I don't.
It's in bold caps.
Oh, well, then it must be one.
Then it must
Jazz
be.
AJ.
Well, you talk.
Water doctor. Boss Keith. Top 5.
So, my idea in my head is to refinish my basement, which I'm certainly not going to be able to afford.
Right.
So, I've been having people come and do estimates, right?
Oh.
And while in said basement, I've noticed that I have a lot of garbage. Including, I have racks of DVDs and CDs still set up like it's 1998.
Useless.
And one of the estimate guys said, like, so do you, like, listen to these still? And I was like, nah, they're just up because they used to be up and it looked cool. And now it just, like, doesn't matter that I have all the Rocky movies.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? On DVD?
Yeah.
I don't think that.
No, but that was a thing.
It was cool at one point.
To have what looked like a library.
Yeah.
The collection.
Books, it was the movies and the music.
What you need is a Blockbuster sign.
When I used to come to someone's house, I would look at their DVDs and CD setups to decide if they were cool.
You can learn a lot about a person.
That's how I would know.
It was a status thing.
Right, and now they're just in the basement. So while in said basement, I've noticed that there are a lot of things in my house that should be thrown away, and that many people also have that have been a waste of time and money, and here are the top five.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
So number five, water bottles. On this show, we have discovered that water bottles are often filled with poop. That is correct. We've learned this as a group here.
Why is it a toilet?
And oddly, that's not really my issue with the water bottles. Give me all the poop. But the water tastes weird in the bottles. They don't taste right. It's got a metallic taste. I like plastic jugs. I like sinks, like the glass in the sink. But those water bottles, and I counted them before this segment. I counted them this morning. We have 13 water bottles in my house that no one uses because they taste weird.
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen. In this weird cabinet that is just junk water bottles.
All right. So that particular cabinet is just junk plastic stuff.
Yes.
And Tupperware.
And these $40 water bottles, those Hydro Flask water bottles that the children had to have that nobody uses. They got stickers on it. It's
how are you cleaning them if they taste weird?
Well, you know, the funny part, Phil, is you don't. You just don't clean them. You run water through them and you say, like,
you
good
shake
luck.
Real hard.
Because you can't put them in the dishwasher. And if it doesn't go in the dishwasher, it just doesn't get clean.
Ruth washes hers out in the toilet, right?
Yes.
You can buy, like, a weird brush for those big
water bottles. Yeah.
But I'm not buying that. Yeah. It's like $11.
You can't put them in a dishwasher?
No.
No, because they melt.
Yeah, something weird happens.
Yeah,
it says, like, when you get them, you have to, like, love them and hold them, and you can't put them in the dishwasher.
Actually,
so they just don't get washed.
They can't get heated because then they release, like, almost like a cancer-causing chemical.
Ah,
jeez. Mr. Science.
Drink water for your health, and then you die.
That's what happened to Sheryl Crow. She was leaving her water bottles in the car, sipping on it.
Yeah, that wasn't the dishwasher.
Right.
It was the heat.
That was a water bottle.
Right, but I'm just saying you don't want to heat those things up. Do you want to take a chance? Really, honestly.
I mean, I used to eat hot dogs every week, so I don't know. I'm out here
taking
risks.
You missed the nitrates.
It's weird because they've tried to solve one problem by making the plastic bottles thinner and, like, easier to recycle, and what wound up happening is exactly what AJ is describing, where, like, those microplastics are getting into the water so much easier now.
Look at how smart this segment has become today. Mm. I feel like people are learning things and taking notes at home.
Who are we?
Number four, skincare fridges. Now, you don't know what these are, and you shouldn't.
I do.
No, you shouldn't.
My wife has one.
Ugh.
It takes up so much space.
It is the biggest waste of money of all time. So both my children wanted them for Christmas or something. Why do we need to keep our makeup/skincare cold?
It's just running all the time.
Well, it's cold cream,
right? And it makes a crazy noise. It's like,
that's a sign of a cheap fridge.
Yes, it is.
And what happened, like, in 1950? Did the makeup and skincare just was warm and everybody was fine, right? Like, why does it need to be cold now? Because TikTok says it does?
Mm-hmm.
And you have that conversation with a 15-year-old and she says that I'm wrong and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I know that this doesn't need to be cold. Their mom didn't have cold skincare in 1999.
You can't put in the regular fridge in the kitchen?
Well, that's a Keith problem. Oh. I don't want your junk skincare next to my strawberries.
Just give them, like, a special shelf.
There isn't one. There's no room for that. Like, that
How
is
much crap do you have in there?
Well, you got the juices, and then you got the vegetables,
beers.
And you got the beers. Like, there's no room
ketchup.
For...
Ketchup.
Yeah,
for the french fries.
So much ketchup, there's no room
those
for...
Those little dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
And those things, all the skincare things are big. No, there's no room.
All right. Well, there you go.
I complained about this, and I was put in my place quickly.
So, why...
Do you not have a separate fridge for your beer? Okay. Go ahead, get your makeup fridge.
It's stupid.
Wait, do you have a waste of money. Fridge for your beer?
Everyone's got the garage fridge.
I only have one fridge.
Oh, no, he's right. People
get the garage
beer
fridge.
Fridges.
Yeah.
You should have one. You're in that garage all the time.
Yes, drinking and forget you people.
I'm sure we could get you one.
Okay, I'll take one.
Keep your garlic olives in there.
Okay.
All right, number three, musical instruments. I love music. I played the saxophone as a chubby youth. We have a variety
Ruth,
of music.
Have a saxophone here next Friday.
Nice.
Oh, I can still play it.
Really? I want to hear jam. I want to hear jam.
Next Friday at this time.
I used to crush Maneater, the solo of Maneater.
The top five sax solos by Keith.
Wow.
I could do Maneater. I could do Baker Street. And that was kind of it.
Mighty Boss Tones?
Well, no, because I stopped playing in like 1990 before the Boss Tones became a thing.
I want to hear this.
Now, I don't know if my mouth would do it right, and I don't really know if I think I I'd be fine.
Here come the excuses.
Yeah, I think it'd be great. Anyway, we also have like guitars and keyboards, and not one person in the house wants to play. My 11-year-old, how cool would it be? I come home today and it's like, Dad, I know how to play Seven Nation Army now. Boom, boom, boom. Wouldn't that be excellent?
That would be cool.
So what are we doing all day? As we discussed last week, they're doing nothing. So why don't they get on YouTube and learn how to play guitar? We've got three of them. Go downstairs. Get one.
Do you have a saxophone in the house?
Oh, I have a saxophone. I have my saxophone.
When's the last time you played it?
1991. Okay. I was in the Rose Bowl.
But it's
parade.
The kids' fault. You're going to want to replace
I was
them.
In the Rose Bowl. I marched them. Playing the
That's
saxophone.
Right.
I was really a thing at one point.
Is there a video of this?
VHS maybe at my parents' house.
No, it's in your collection that we can't see anymore.
You may want to.
No one has the right machinery.
Right. We don't. Right. It's VHS.
Change the read.
It was on the Rose Bowl parade's on TV on New Year's Day, and my parents definitely taped it.
I used to watch it. It was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was important. I was important in 1992. So yes, that's got to be it. The last, because I quit band after the Rose Bowl. So the last time I played the saxophone was probably January 1st, 1992.
As a sax player, you're not going to get any bigger than the Rose Bowl.
It.
No,
right.
That was your biggest audience.
Right. Yeah. I hit my peak.
That was your
unless
Everest.
I joined the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, which wasn't a thing at the time.
That was your Everest.
Number two, backpacks.
By the way, the whole parade is up on YouTube.
Nice.
The 92 parade?
Yeah.
Oh, can we see Keith?
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Which band were you in?
I was in the Londonderry High School marching band. If that's really on YouTube, I'm going to watch it this afternoon.
The 103rd Tournament of Roses parade? That sound correct?
I don't really know, but I know it was January 1st, 92.
Okay.
But I'm you won't be able to see me. I'll be the chubby one. But like, the band is like 150 people, but I'm in there. I forget. I think we played the Back to the Future theme song. What a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How would we find your band's position?
Well, Phil's going to have to watch the whole thing.
I'm going
to
have
the rest of the day.
This is before they even have like the little explainer on the bottom of the screen. Like, this is who's coming through now.
He's going to have to watch the whole. It's 3 hours long.
So you got to watch and listen for them to announce you.
What color were your uniforms?
What color, yes.
I think they were white and red and blue.
Oh, you're
the
worst.
That doesn't really know.
You're the worst.
That narrows it down.
We were excellent. The Londonderry High School marching band from New Hampshire was excellent and have since gone to the Rose Bowl like six other times. Wow. It's a thing over there.
Wow. We got a celebrity over here.
Didn't get me a lot of girls.
Oh, wait, here it is.
Yep,
that's what we sounded
like. Sounds great.
Except we were the Back to the Future song. We did the Back to the Future song.
And you notice he can't yell and scream when he's blowing his saxophone.
I had a fever.
He still has a lot of hot air, though, blowing out.
You know what?
He just doesn't have an instrument in front of him.
We have this whole list to get to. Number two is backpacks. My house is full of backpacks, and not just backpacks, but bags. Bags, backpacks, things that are like backpacks, but smaller. We don't do anything that involves backpacks. We don't camp. We don't hike. The kids use the backpack for school. And last week I talked about things for the children. This is what you should do if you have a child. In first grade, you buy them one backpack and you say, this is it. Good luck. Treat it right. You have it for the next 12 years. If you wreck it, you're carrying your books. That end of list. That's the story. So I have a house of a backpack from every school year. Why do I do this? Why? Why? And why do we keep them? It's stupid.
It's getting louder. Or is it just?
Do you agree with me? Everybody has to agree with this. You get one backpack, and then I'll see you in hell.
I agree with you.
Or when you buy the new one, you could throw out the old one.
Well, they want to keep the old ones.
Oh well,
you could donate them.
Tell me, you can't have both.
I should donate them. That's what I'm going to do.
If you want a new one, the old one goes.
Pick a winter one and a summer one, and then the rest go.
Right.
Or in 2013, they get one, and then that's it. Treat it right.
Ooh, a backpack bonfire.
If you have a kid going into school this coming fall, that's their one glorious backpack. Treat it right. That's the message.
When I was in school, it was the L.L. Bean backpack with your initials on it.
Yeah.
And I had kids in my class. They got a new one every year. I'm like, no, I want this one the whole time because I drew all over it. I'm like, I'm keeping this forever.
It's all crunchy.
Right?
I was the weird kid, though.
It was like peanut butter.
Everybody wanted the new one.
Yep. I was in the Rose Bowl, so I don't know. Maybe I win. Number one. All these books. I have a house full of books. Hardcover, coffee table, paperback. Some I've read, some I haven't. Some I bought twice because I didn't realize I had the other book.
Whoops.
No one should buy books. You should either. No, you shouldn't. It's stupid. It is a waste of money. A hardcover book. I bought a hardcover book for my dad for Father's Day. Cost $35. Like, this is stupid. No one should buy books. You should go to the library because they have all the books. Or you should read them online, like on your phone or a Kindle or your laptop or whatever, because they're $9, $8. No more books. I counted them yesterday before the segment. I have 9 books about you two. Do I need 9 books about you two? I sort of know everything.
Who purchased them?
I did. So I have a coffee table book. I think it costs $100. Like, do I ever look at it? Never.
Maybe you should.
I don't even have a real coffee table that I put it on. Ugh. No books. We are buying no more books in the Dakin house. Now, no more.
See, now I feel like bonfires.
Yeah.
I could just like the, I could buy the book.
Yeah, bonfire.
Right. Bonfire.
Don't put CDs. The water bottles in there, though, because then we'll get the Sheryl Crow disease or whatever. See? All right, that's it. Bye.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut, on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.